Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, sunny 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com. Back in the place to be, that is Hy-Vee, and it's good to be back. This is our season preview, and we've been talking about baseball and softball season opening up this week. And joining me to talk a little Algona baseball is their head coach, Chad Slagle. Coach Slagle, appreciate the time. Thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
It being your first year there at Algona, what are the big things that you're looking for in your first year?
It's just practicing every single day like it's game day. You play how you practice. Have a lot of positive attitude. Just getting guys to get after it 110% all the time, so that when it comes time for the game, we're playing at that speed and that mentality.
And this being your first year, so I've got to ask, because you and I don't really know each other, where were you last year?
Well, the last 2 years I've kind of had the year off. This is my third year teaching at Algona. Before that, I was at North Union, which was also North Central Kossuth and North Kossuth. I had actually coached there for 20 years, and was lucky enough to be a part of some pretty good teams and some good athletes. Won a state championship at North Central Kossuth and had some really good teams there. And, I just had an opportunity to move 16 miles, further down south, down the road on 169, and took a teaching job, and really didn't think I'd be coaching again. I was just kind of helping my younger son out in his travel team ball, and the opportunity arose for the coaching job, so I just kind of jumped on it, and here I am.
It seems like about every story I have kind of the same way. I have a coaching background, and every story in coaching in my life kind of starts out with, I was sitting at home minding my own business, and that's kind of what this deal is with you too. And now you're the head coach at Algona. Coach, you're going to be back into it, and you got to get into it in a hurry, because this week you've got four games on the schedule to open up, so your feet's going to get wet in a hurry here.
Absolutely. And the big thing for us, the challenge is going to be our pitching. We got four games in a row, and just making sure we get good quality starts and can minimize our pitch counts, and hopefully we don't have to get too far into a bullpen where it affects Wednesday starter and Thursday starter.
I was going to ask you about how you planned on managing that with the pitch counts, pitch count rules and things like that. You have four games in a week. Definitely puts you in a position where it's difficult to manage the pitching staff. You're going to try to go at least early in the week where your starter carries you deep into the game, or are you going to try to piecemeal this thing together a few innings at a time?
Well, a lot of it depends on who we got on the mound, and if we've got an experienced arm on the mound, we're going to, try to, within reason, keep their pitch count, to what we think is a healthy count. The big picture for us is, how we are at the end of the season, and we can't, go out and throw somebody too many pitches and then have their arm affect them the rest of the year. So, arm care is definitely going to be a big key for us.
Have you named a day one starter for Monday yet?
Yeah, we're going to pitch Cameron Rendone against Clarion Goldfield, and he's our most experienced pitcher we've got. He's an all-conference performer, and we're kind of going to put him out on the mound, and hopefully he can give us a good quality start, and we can start off on the right foot.
For people that don't get a chance to follow Algona baseball, who are some of the other kids that you're going to put on the mound?
We're pretty sophomore dominated. We don't have very many upperclassmen. In fact, we've only got three starters out, and our pitching staff is led by Rendone, who's a junior, and we'll have Miles Goshi. We're hoping that he's in our top four. We'll also have a Warika kid that should be our number two, and then we'll have another Goshi. Garrett Goshi should be in our top four as well. So those are kind of our top four pitchers, and we're still doing some bullpens and that sort of thing, and kind of piecing together our middle relievers and that.
Team batting average was .236. I know you'd like to improve on that number. What's been your message to the team in terms of the approach and hitting?
Yeah, the big thing is our approach at the plate and what types of pitches we're looking at, and you know, on an 0-0 count, and, you know, your first at bat, or you know, when you get into the box, and you know, getting a swing at a good quality pitch. And with that, you know, I've just kind of noticed in BP, and that we took a lot of first pitch strikes right away. And you know, one thing we're trying to work on is, you know, that pitcher's trying to get ahead on the right away in the count too. You know, look for that first pitch to drive, and you know, see what happens that way. But we've really been talking approach and different counts of hitting, and you know, what to look for, and expanding their zone a little bit. You know, just kind of understanding the strike zone and you know, kind of getting a better at bat.
Now, you'll open with Clary and Goldfield Dowes on Monday. You follow that the next day with Garner Hayfield, Ventura. From there, then Webster City. You know, that's going to be a team that's probably a challenge. Spencer was a good team last year. So, really, this first week's going to kind of let you know where you are, I think, by the end of this week, right?
Absolutely. I totally agree. You know, you mentioned Webster City. They're definitely going to be one of the teams to beat in our conference, them and Humboldt. And, you know, it'll be definitely a big challenge for us on Wednesday. I mean, we got to take one game at a time. But, you know, bringing up the week, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Webster City and Spencer, they're definitely going to be solid teams in 3A.
In prepping for Clary and Goldfield Dowes for Monday, have you been able to look at any film? What do you know about them, and what do you expect?
I haven't been able to look at any film, but you know, just looking at statistics and that, you know, they're kind of a young squad last year with some young arms, and you know, I'm sure they're getting after it just like we are, and you know, they're going to give us their best, and we're going to give them our best, and kind of see what happens. So
Coach Chad Slagle, Alcona Baseball, is my guest here on the High V Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, looking last year, now I know you weren't there, obviously, at Alcona, as we've established. Looking last year, though, Bulldog Baseball stole a lot of bases, 59 total, over 2 stolen bases a game, only caught 12 times during the season. You talked about aggressiveness in your approach to teaching hitting. Going to run more or less than that?
I think we've got some pretty good team speed. You know, the big thing is going to be on base percentage for us, getting those guys on and, you know, being able to get good leads and good jumps off pitchers. So, you know, I haven't really seen, you know, the many pitchers, you know, in this conference or, you know, catchers. But, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, we've got some pretty decent speed that can, you know, definitely challenge some arms. So, you know, the big thing for us is to get those guys on base and, you know, be aggressive on the base pass.
And there you go. Coach Chad Slagle from Alcona Baseball has been my guest. Coach, I appreciate the time. Glad we could do this. And good luck on your upcoming season. We'll have to do this again on a regular basis and get some updates on what's going on up in Alcona as far as baseball goes.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the opportunity being on the show. Thanks for having us.